Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
I am your co-host,
Pinterest Cove. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Remember to let your friends and family know that Saw the Earth comes on every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Amen. Today's topic is righteousness. Now turn it over to Sister Alexandra. Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Salt of the Earth. Okay, well, everybody, remember to put in, don't forget to put in for the pot. Everybody put in $25. I hope everybody got the link. Last Friday, Sister Alexandra gave out the link. I received mine on the 4th. So I hope you guys received your link too. Don't forget to put your $25 in for the pot. Amen. For the prayer pot. Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Sister Alexandra. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host with Sister Kendra. We want to thank you guys for tuning in today. And here at the Salt of the Earth, we are guilty of one thing, loving and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Here, this is the church with no walls, but the kingdom in your heart. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. So let's get started in prayer. And we take nothing for granted. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and do our opening and cleansing prayer before we get started today. Amen. We at the Salt of the Earth, we point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets, when aimed, will hit their targets. Enough said. In the mighty earthquake name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I invite your presence into this place. I invite the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to join me in this battle against the enemies as we welcome your presence. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone's mind on this prayer line because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank you guys for joining us today. Amen. And today's topic is on righteousness. Amen. So we have Sister Kendra. Amen. And she is in the prayer corner. She is going to go ahead and dedicate a beautiful poem to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexandra. And today's poem is titled, I Am a Christian. When I say I am a Christian, I am a Christian. I'm not shouting. I've been saved. I'm whispering. I get lost sometimes. That's why I choose this way. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak with human pride. I'm confessing that I stumble, needing God to be by my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I am weak and pray for strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I am not bragging of success. I'm admitting that I failed and cannot ever pay the debt. When I say I am a Christian, I don't think I know it all. I submit to my confession, asking humbly to be taught. When I say I am a Christian, I am not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are all too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartache. That's why I seek God's name. When I say I am a Christian, I do not wish to judge. I have no authority. I only know I am loved. Amen. Now, bring it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Kendra. Amen. So we're going to get started with prayer. Amen. We're going to get started with prayer. Amen. So this passage is essentially a prayer for unity among the believers. It is a powerful prayer prayed by Christ himself, who understands how important it is for Christians to be united together. He knew concerning his followers that once his death had occurred, that they would need to stick together. His prayer was for them, but it is also for us as well. Unity is of utmost importance in our faith. There is already so much opposition to Christians in the world. The last thing we need to be is oppositional with each other. Lord, I ask that you unite the believers and help me to do my part to bring unity. I know that I am stronger with I am. I am united with people who believe as I do. Together, we can advance the cause of Christ. Amen. I am generated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteousness of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. I am a priestess and a king ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I am built up together and attached with other children of God into a holy habitation of God. The word says that I am royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a chosen generation and a peculiar person to the nation. I am special in the sight of God. The Bible says, because I believe and receive Jesus Christ, power has been given to me to become a daughter of God. And I am empowered to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons and heal the sick. I am empowered to bind, to loose, and to decree things. And the Bible says, wherever my voice is heard, no one can ask me why. I do these things, for my voice is the voice of a king that is full of authority. I am commanded and empowered by my God to subdue and to exercise dominion. For I am made a little lower than the angels, and God has crowned me with glory and honor and has made me to have dominion over all the works of his hands. The devil that was against my authority as a God's representative on earth has been destroyed by Christ. And once again, the keys of the kingdom of heaven are given to me. And because I am a member of the body of Christ, which is the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine because I abide in him. I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. I am full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because the grace of God is upon my life as the light of his glory, I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heaven's spiritual blessings. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In faith, I overcome ungodly worry and anxiety, heaviness of spirit, sorrow, depression, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil. For it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me than the devil that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness, I am established. I am far from oppression, for I shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near me. The Lord shall cover me with his feathers, because I have made him my dwelling place. Evil shall not befall me. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and surely the Lord will always deliver me from the snare of the fowlers. God has made me a beneficiary of divine help through the stripes that were laid on Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, I have right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne grace of God to find peace with God. I have prosperity, for God will no longer withhold any good thing from me. I have spoken with the tongue of the learned, and as it is written, I shall be justified by the words of my mouth. I ask that the word of God I have confessed begin to transform me to the original image God designed me to be in his book. I ask that the blood of Jesus wipe away every mark of reapproach, whether physical or spiritual. I ask for the blood of Jesus to erase every evil and negative name I was ever called. I nullify every negative report ever made about me. I cease to be a picture of failure. I cease to be abased, rejected, forsaken, desolate, and downcast. I begin to manifest expressly every good thing God has written about me in the Word. I begin to look fearfully and wonderfully made. I begin to operate at the head and not the tail. I begin to be a true worshiper of Jehovah El Shaddai, and I begin from now to continually praise him and confess positively. Amen. Amen. Before we get started, amen, I have some prayer points in place, amen, because today's topic is about righteousness. So we're going to go over some of the praise and worship points of prayer. Amen. Oh, Lord, let my Jacob become Israel today. As I say this praise and worship and prayer, please acknowledge God, amen, mute your phones. Mute your phones, please, and let's give God the respect. Amen. Oh, Lord, let my Jacob become Israel today. Let my bald Samson begin to grow hair now in the name of Jesus. Let every evil conspirator gathering against me be disbanded by fire in the name of Jesus. Let evil vows against my future be rendered null and void in the name of Jesus. You powers that quench the fire of God in one's life, I am not your candidate in the name of Jesus. Every deeply rooted problem in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. I reject every evil domination and bondage in my life in the name of Jesus. My angel of blessing will locate me today in the name of Jesus. My angel of blessing will not go unless he blesses me in the name of Jesus. Lord, let my cries provoke angelic assistance today. Lord, give me the name that would bless me today. Lord, let every satanic hindrance targeted against my angel of blessing be dissolved by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, deliver me from evil stones thrown at me by unfriendly friends. Every evil riot and rage against me be disgraced in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, deliver me from every satanic noise. Oh, Lord, deliver me from the torment of the people. Let every evil crowd seeking to take my life be scattered unto desolation in the name of Jesus. Let all sickness come out with all their roots now in the name of Jesus. Let the poison of sickness be drained out of my system now in the name of Jesus. Let every abnormality within my body receive divine healing now in the name of Jesus. Let every fountain of infirmity dry up now in the name of Jesus. Every hunter of my help be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Let every stubborn pursuer of my help fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. My head will not be anchored to any evil in the name of Jesus. Let evil pursue all unrepentant evil workers in the name of Jesus. I neutralize every power of tragedy in the name of Jesus. No evil shall overtake me in the name of Jesus. Evil preparation against me be frustrated in Jesus' name. Let every dead area of my blessings receive resurrection now in the name of Jesus. Let the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus come upon the works of my hands now in the name of Jesus. O Lord, bless me to a dumbfounding degree. O Lord, enlarging my coast. O Lord, let every embargo on my progress fall down and scatter in the name of Jesus. I reject satanic restrictions in every area of my life in Jesus' name. Let the mighty hands of God be upon me for good in Jesus' name. Lord, keep me from all evil, wisdom, and manipulation. Lord, I reject any invitation to appointment with sorrow in Jesus' name. I scatter evil multitudes gathered against me in the name of Jesus. Let God be God against my oppressors in the name of Jesus. The Lord will not be a spectator in my affairs, but a participant in the name of Jesus. Lord, save me from sinking in the sea of life. My head will not be anchored to doubt in the name of Jesus. I refuse any evil diversion in the name of Jesus. I will not take my eyes off the Lord Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, anchor your mercy to my head. Lord Jesus, let me receive the touch of signs and wonders now. Let God be glory in my Red Sea situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let it be known that you are God in every department of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, do a new thing to my enemies that will permanently dismantle their power. Oh, Lord, let uncommon techniques be utilized to disgrace any opposition against my life. Let the earth open up and swallow every stubborn pursuer in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, manifest yourself in your power to bless me. Oh, Lord, begin to answer every evil stronghold by fire and roast them to ashes. Every power challenging the power of God in my life be disgraced now in the name of Jesus. Let every rage of the enemy against my coming breakthroughs be disgraced now in the name of Jesus. Let every evil imagination fashioned against me be frustrated and be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every satanic plan against my future glory be rendered a useless in the name of Jesus. Evil rulers assembled against me be scattered into desolation in the name of Jesus. O Lord, behold the threat given to me, divine boldness to prosper over them. O Lord, stretch your mighty hand to perform signs and wonders in my life. I speak destruction into every desert spirit of poverty in my life in the name of Jesus. I speak disgrace into the spirit of failure in my life in Jesus' name. I speak failure into spirit of impossibility in my life in Jesus' name. Let every spirit of fruitfulness in my life be paralyzed now in the name of Jesus. I reject every spirit of debt and bankruptcy in my life. Be paralyzed now in the name of Jesus. I reject every spirit of business and work failure in my life. Be paralyzed now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity in my life, be paralyzed now in Jesus' name. Spirit of marriage destruction in my life, be paralyzed now in the name of Jesus. Every desert security man assigned against my life, fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. I release every faculty of my life from the dominion of desert spirit in the name of Jesus. I paralyze the activities of desert spirit in my life in Jesus' name. Every evil load of desert spirit in my life go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. every anointing of desert spirit upon my life, dry up by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, block every doorway of poverty. All the powers assisting poverty in my life, be bound in the name of Jesus. My life receive the anointing of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. My life refuse to be anchored to any evil in the name of Jesus. My head refuse to bear any evil burden in the name of Jesus. I refuse to walk into any problem in the name of Jesus. My hands refuse to magnetize problems to me in Jesus' name. Every satanic architect of problems assigned against me be roasted in the name of Jesus. I break the backbones of any problem associated with every second of my life in the name of Jesus. Any power that has been supplying strength to problems in my life be wasted in the name of Jesus. I refuse to swim in the ocean of problems in my life in the name of Jesus. Every remotely controlled problem energized by household wickedness be devoured by the Lion of Judah in Jesus' name. I sack and disband any power behind the problems of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I refuse to be kept busy by the devil. I receive power to convert failures designed for my life to outstanding success in the name of Jesus. I receive power to close down every satanic factory designed for me in the name of Jesus. Angels of blessings, begin to locate me for my own blessings in this program now in the name of Jesus. Powers behind accidental problems, I am not your candidate. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. I receive the power to break every circle of problems in the name of Jesus. Every attempt being made by destiny killers against my destiny be frustrated until death in the name of Jesus. I command the fire of God to come upon every destiny killer working against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I remove my destiny from the camp of destiny killers in the name of Jesus. I use the fire of God and the blood of Jesus to surround my destiny in the name of Jesus. Every power working against the fulfillment of my destiny be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I command my destiny to reject every bewitchment in the name of Jesus. I deliver my destiny from the grip of destiny killers in Jesus' name. And every evil done to my destiny by household wickedness be reversed now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen. So today's topic is about righteousness, righteousness with God. So this topic, righteousness with God and the righteousness of God, I was looking through the Word. And I said to myself, this is something that I want to dive into. And I asked the Lord and I talked to him about it. And I said, Lord, I want to know how can I be righteous with you? And I already kind of knew the answer, but I still asked him because I was wondering in the Bible, who did he call righteous? Amen. So I know one was his son. Amen. But I also found out by digging into the Word in Scripture, who were the three men that were righteous before God? Now, when we go back into the Word, we go back into the Old Testament, and he named three people. Amen. He named Daniel, Job, and Noah. Amen. And this is Scripture, Ezekiel 14 and 14. Amen.
Though the three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver with their own souls by their righteousness, said the Lord God.
Amen. Amen. So these were the three men in the Old Testament that were righteous before God. Amen. And I was wondering, I was like, God, okay, these were the three men that were righteous before you. Amen. What made these three men special? If you look at the life of Job, Job was considered a righteous man before God. Job went through a lot. He was tested. Amen. Job went through a lot. He lost a lot, and he also regained and covered a lot. But he trusted God. He gave it all to God. He put it in God's hands. Amen. He didn't try to do anything of his own. So the devil went to the Lord, went to our Heavenly Father, and wanted to test Job just to see how righteous he was with God. And he turned out to be exactly like our Heavenly Father thought. Job was a righteous man. He gave up everything. Amen. He let it all go and believed in God. Amen. And this was one of the highlights of Job's story, being righteous before God. We had Noah. Noah was at the beginning. He was righteous. God named him as a righteous man. Amen. Because he listened to our Heavenly Father and he did the right thing. He didn't put what God said on the back burner. He listened to what God told him to do, and he did it. In him, he didn't go out and decide to ponder on it or I'm a wait. He did exactly what our Heavenly Father gave him instructions to do. He built the ark. He listened to the word of God, and again, he was righteous before God. Daniel, amen. Daniel, too, was also righteous in God's eyesight, and he, too, prayed to God. And he answered prayers. He answered the king's prayers of his dreams. Amen. He asked for the heavens to be open and for there not to be rain. So he too was counted righteous before God. So I was looking in the Old Testament. I say, wow, okay, God, these were righteous people before you. But once Jesus Christ came on the scene, he was righteous like no other. Okay. And this is why I delve into the word. What makes us righteous with God? What makes a person righteous in God's eyes? A human person is not righteous in God's eyes because of his choice or commitment, his good works or his piety, neither his emotions or intellect. He is righteous because the Father chose him from the foundation of the world. The Bible says, but to him who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the works of the law. So you can't work for righteousness. You can't do good for righteousness. Amen. We are righteous with God because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and only through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, are we righteous before our Heavenly Father. The righteousness of God in Christ, what does that mean? That means that you are justified, declared righteous, because you have had your sins cleansed by Jesus. This is both all of your past sins and all of your present and future sins that you have repented for and are covered in God's grace for. Amen. So the righteousness of God in Christ, we are righteous only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Amen. What is an example of righteousness? So when you follow all the rules and do good with your life, this will be an example of behavior that will be described as righteousness. Who is righteous before God? The only way for sinners like you and me to be righteous before God is through faith in Christ Jesus. When we believe the word of God, which tells us that Christ fulfilled all righteousness for us and then was sacrificed for us to make full atonement for all our sins, God credits it to us for righteousness. Amen. So how to be respectfully righteous. So I wrote just down a few, but it was all together like 13, and I just wrote down the first three, amen? And to be respectfully righteous, amen, is number one, put yourself into the perspective of another person. Try to be kind to them as you would want to be treated if you were that person. So in other words, put yourself in that person's shoes, amen, and say that person doesn't have any shoes on, and you have shoes. Put yourself in that person's place, amen. So if you can help that person, that would be a blessing. Offer him some shoes if you can. Or go back and get something for him, or give, maybe donate some money to him to get him a pair of shoes. Ask him maybe what size he wear, because I know sometimes people don't like to give the money, so you can just ask them what do they need. And if they tell you, if you can, then you would go get it and bring it back to them. Amen. But just put yourself in their shoes. Maybe you're in a better place than them. Don't look down on them because you're in a better place. Amen. Because we have no authority, we have no business looking down on anyone, amen, whether we're in a better place than them or not. We are never to look down on anyone else, because our whole circumstances could change in a minute, in a twinkling of an eye. Today you could be doing good, tomorrow you could be on your way down to the bottom nonstop. So we never take anything for granted. We don't look down on other people. A child of God would never look at someone else's situation and belittle with them or make fun of them or talk about them. That's not our place. That's not godly, and that wouldn't be in us. Amen. Number two, have respect for other people. Remember that they have respect for you. This can be applied in conversations. Do you know how sometimes you're talking to people and they, I guess maybe you're long-winded or you talk and people start talking over you? Two people can't talk at the same time and get an understanding. Sometimes people cut you off or don't let you finish your conversation. They just want to butt in and cut you off because they have something so important they can't wait till you get through talking. Well, number one, that's very rude, okay? So both of you guys can't talk at the same time because it will sound like a mess. So be respectful of the other person that you're talking to. Give them the opportunity to talk. And if they don't give you that opportunity to talk, amen, then you know what? Let them talk, and when they're done, then you can talk. And if they never give you the opportunity to talk, maybe this was your moment just to listen, amen? So we don't ever want to talk over each other, because when we talk over each other, it's a disadvantage to both parties. And all that will do will frustrate each other. The other one will say maybe you're rude. They'll get angry. It'll be some anger in there. So we don't want to be disrespectful to one another. We need to learn how to be respectful to one another. Please wait until the other person is through talking. No matter how urgent you feel it is, let them have their say. Then you talk. Some people I know you may not can talk to, because every time you start talking, they'll cut you off. Okay, so if you're talking to a person like that, then again, like I say, maybe you just need to listen, and when they're done, then you can either agree or disagree. But it's nothing for you guys to talk over each other. See, you cutting me off. And see, I was saying this, but you didn't give me a chance to talk. Well, I mean, you guys going back and forth at least to nowhere, to nowhere. So let's be respectful of one another. Amen? Number three, if someone ever does something to make you angry or upset deliberately or not, tell them they hurt you respectfully and talk it out. There's nothing that we can't talk out as human beings. That's the reason why we are considered more intelligent than animals. We're supposed to be the most intelligent on the planet. But sometimes it does not show. Amen? So let's be respectful of one another. Amen? And let's also try to work things out. There is nothing, and I mean nothing under the sun, that important. Amen, that you would deliberately hurt someone unless You just don't have it in you to be, try to be a decent person. Now, we have a lot of people out here that don't care. They'll tell you in a minute, I don't want to hear it. I don't care. They'll cut you off. Okay, so the Bible says, dust your feet and walk. Dust your feet and walk. Don't stay there and argue. Arguments turn to something else. It could go further. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could go get something. You heated them up so you pushed a button with somebody that it has turned from an argument to something else. It has escalated. And that's what we're seeing today. Things, when people talk to each other, it just escalates another person and takes them to another level. Because they may not be walking with the Lord. You're walking with the Lord. So you have more understanding and visual what's going on out here in the world. So therefore, if you touch a hot button for someone, then what you need to do is just pardon yourself and say, you know what, sister, you know what, brother, I didn't mean to. You have a great day. And you just keep moving. You don't escalate that person. You don't push that button. I just want to know why you feel like that. No. You don't engage in something like that that could escalate. And then it can go from just a conversation into something else. Right now, people are on the edge. So sometimes you may not get the kind of conversation that you want. Amen. So we want to make sure that when we talk to people now, that just remember, put yourself in their shoes, that you don't know what they're going through. Nobody knows what anyone is going through right now. We see what the world is putting us through, but we don't know what else is going on at home. We don't know if they just lost their job, they just lost a loved one. We don't know. Anything could be a hot button for some people, and you might not even know. But I'm just saying, so if you're talking to someone and you hit a hot button somewhere, I would suggest that you let it go, move on, and just, you know, calm it down and just say, well, thank you, sister, thank you, brother, and you have a great day, and you just move on. It's nothing to argue with people about when it comes to the Lord, because a lot of people don't want to hear it, you know, and that's okay. The Bible says when people are like that, just dust your feet and walk, and that's what we need to do, because the day will come when they will be looking for the word. Amen. The day will come when they will want a good word. That day is approaching fast. So we just want to make sure that we want to be righteous in doing things the right way. Remember, we know we can't earn it. We know that we can't do anything right to get that approval. We only get it through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of what he does. But we are also a symbol of him because we also have that love inside of us. God planted that love inside of us as well. So while we have the light in us, amen, we want our light to shine. We need to know when to stop, when we're doing something, when we're going too far. Because even though sometimes we be in the spirit, the world pulls us back into reality. Amen. I want to just share something with you. I was having a conversation with the Lord the other day, amen. And I was just talking to the Lord. I was saying, Lord, now, I was just talking to the Lord. I was like, Lord, you know what? If you wanted to just say, I'm going to command the day. I'm going to just say this, Lord. Command the day. I just want to just put something out here. Lord, how about if you just open up a way for me to get something right now? I need some money for a project I'm working on. If you could just open up the door for a minute to let me just walk through, get what I need, and then, you know, Lord, I'll be in a good position. And I just left it alone, right? I didn't think nothing of it. I get a telephone call from a company that offered me a job. And I say, now, wow, the Lord has a way of doing things, right? I was like, Lord, I mean, I said it, but I'm just saying, I didn't know that God was going to act on it that quick. I said it in the same day I got a phone call. So I guess the Lord was humoring me or letting me know, you asked for it, now you got it. Now what you going to do with it? So I was offered a job. And then I was like, well, I don't know if I want this job because people are walking away from jobs right now, you know, and I got other things going on as well. You know, they're taking off, but, you know, it takes time for them to do what I want them to do, but they're taking off. But I was saying, so maybe I don't want to take this job because it probably doesn't pay anything. And so I talked to the young lady about it. She was very eager to go ahead and put me through pull my application, call me back, go to her manager with it and everything. I said, well, this got to be God because, you know, I didn't even think that much of this application. And I put this in, a couple of weeks ago? I didn't think anything of it. But because I told the Lord I wanted to walk through a door and just have an opportunity for me. So I get a call the same day that I asked the Lord this. This was in the morning, like when I tell us to command the day. And that's what I did. I commanded, and it happened the same day. So then when I talked to the young lady, I said, okay, well, I said, so what is the pay? They didn't have the pay there. I said, what is the pay? And when she told me the pay, I was like, Lord, you playing. You got to be playing. And then, but the Lord wasn't playing. And I was like, really, God? I was like, wow. You know, it wasn't $15. It wasn't $20. It wasn't $25. Let's say it wasn't even $30. You understand me? And I was like, Lord, are you for real? You playing with me. Now you really playing. Stop playing, Lord. Stop playing. But God was not playing. You understand me? I got that phone call. Amen. Just by talking to God. Just by talking. And I didn't even expect anything paying like that. But this is what I'm telling you about. God opens up the doors of opportunities. He hears you. He hears you. And he heard me. I was just talking. I didn't put no prayer power into it. I was just commanding today. Lord, if you open the door for me today, I would appreciate it because I could walk through and do some things I need to do. And he did that the same day. Like, okay, I'm going to do it. And he did just that. And I got that phone call, and everything is in place. The job is mine. I'm just showing you this is how God works. God hears us when we pray. And that's why I'm telling you, we are guilty of nothing but loving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and serving our Heavenly Father. That's what we're guilty of, loving him and serving him. Amen. So I'm just letting you guys know, God is good. The righteousness of God. This is the righteousness of God. He's showing us. It's not in us. It's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he's also letting us know that the righteousness, we have the righteousness through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And only he qualifies for the righteousness for us. Now, back in the Old Testament, like I told you, that was before Jesus came on the scene. So I'm just saying, those were the three righteous before God, before Jesus came along. Once Jesus came along, all that was over with. The righteousness went through him, no one else. No one else matters now. Jesus is the only reason for our righteousness before our Heavenly Father. Amen. So I just wanted, that's an example that I wanted to show you guys today. Amen. Because God is real. He is so real. I am so tired of hearing people that don't know anything about him that says that they don't believe in God. But you know what? I would not leave this planet with my eyes closed. On my deathbed saying, I don't know God, because there is a God. And guess what? The lights will be turned out. And when you go where you go, I'm going to tell you right now, God ain't coming down to hell to pick up nobody. He ain't coming down to hell to pick nobody up. You got your opportunity up here now while the light is still shining. He said, do your work while there is light. We are living in the light right now. We're living in the light right now. Do your work while the light is still here. The light is here. Once your lights go out, once you die, your light is gone out. You go into a sleep, a deep sleep. And when you go into your deep sleep, then it's judgment time when Jesus comes back. When he comes back for his bride, it's going to be judgment. Amen. So you want to make sure that the sun don't go down on you saying that there is no God. Because I'm going to tell you, if you think there is no God and you leave here like that, once you find out it is a God, he will not be coming back to get you. He will not come into hell to get anyone. So we need to do everything now. Amen. While we have the light. Amen. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and do we have an open up the floor for any prayer requests or praise report? Amen. Because I started off I started off with the praise report, amen, how God just blessed me just by talking to him. And if anyone else has been blessed by God, because he's still on the throne, he's still working and he's still doing a lot, he's still answering prayers. He's into answering prayers. He just want to see where we are, amen. So he's still in the prayers. If I just pray and got that the other day, I know you guys can pray and get what you need, amen. If you are faithful, if you are faithful to him, he'll do the same thing for you, amen. So I'm just saying, I'm opening up the floor right now for any praise reports or prayer requests at this time, amen. Do we have any prayer reports or praise requests at this time? Amen.
This is Sister Kendra, so I'm asking for a prayer for my surgery that's coming up and my financials. So financial prayer and healing prayer for my surgery that is coming up, that I have a quick and speed recovery.
Amen. Amen, Sister Kendra. Well, you know what? God is already working on your circumstances. Amen. Amen. I see good things happening. I see the doctors that we talk to, amen. The doctors that we talk to, amen, are working for you. They're not working against you. They're working for you. And when I say they're working for you, I have already blessed their hands, and the healing angels will be in the operating room with you, amen. So you are in good hands. You are in good hands,
amen.
And that day
thank
that you,
you
have that,
thank you, Yeshua.
And that,
thank
and
you,
that
Yeshua.
Day that you will be in surgery, amen, that we will be deep in prayer. The salt of the earth will be deep in prayer, amen, for you, amen. Anyone
yeah.
else? Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else has a praise report or a prayer request?
Sister Paige, are you on?
Amen. Sister Paige, are you there?
Oh.
Amen, Sister Paige.
Amen, Sister
are you
Paige.
There? I'm not sure if Sister Paige is on. Amen. Amen. But do anyone else have a prayer report or praise or prayer request?
Yes, this is Sister Judy.
Hi, Sister Judy. How are you?
Okay, good. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. I just ask for prayer for my family and their children, and I just ask for prayer for me.
Amen, Sister Judy, and thank you for coming back this Friday. It's always a blessing to hear your voice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for prayer right now for Sister Judy and her family. I ask that you bless her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Bless her children, her offspring, and her grandchildren. Father God, keep them as one as a family. Watch over them day and night. Amen. I ask that you bless this family and cover them with the blood of Jesus. Cover her finances, her home, her health. Amen. And cover her children going in and out. May they be protected as they go in and out about into this world until they return back home. And I ask that you watch over Sister Judy and keep her blessed and keep her coming back, because we enjoy her company. Thank you, Sister Judy. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Anyone
Amen.
Else? Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, well, I'm here. I want to apologize for missing, I guess I missed almost everything, you know, on the job, and I forgot what time it was. But as far as praise reports and lesson reports, all the kids are doing well, showing more independence. My sons are starting to really show themselves up as men that I dreamed of them being, stand-up father figures, and I'm thanking the Lord for that. You know, and I want to thank the Lord for my friend. She's not my girlfriend, but she is probably one of my best friends since sixth grade. And even though it's issues and this and that went on. But she called me a couple weeks ago. She said she was crying. Said, Daryl, I got lung cancer, and anything I ever did wrong and all that stuff, you know, please forgive me. You know, she was the Lord was working on her heart, you know, right then, you know, because now she's faced with, hey, I might be dying, you know. But I comforted her, you know, I gave her some scriptures, and, you know, she said, how are you so healthy? I told her, I got God. I got Jesus in my life. I said, you talk about him. You know, she's into that Mason stuff. What do they call them? Sisters of something or other, whatever.
Oh,
but
so I think they call Sisters of the Star or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. You know?
Yeah.
But and I'll be telling her, hey, you don't know what you're into. You need to just get into the Word. But anyway, you know, I had a little prayer over her, and I told her, you know, I told her, remember when I had cancer? Remember how God took care of that? And I'm gonna believe God's gonna take care of you too. But you have to, you know, get right. You have to communicate with God. You have to seek
Amen.
Him. And she went on with this for a little bit. And she said, well, I can't smoke no more. You don't need to be smoking anyway, especially what you smoke, you know. So that smoking is out because she did have something in her lungs. And I told her, you're going to be fine. It's less than a millimeter or something like that. And so now she goes to her daughter last week. They got the final CAT scan back and said, she told her daughter it's less than a millimeter. You know, her daughter's in the medical field too, both of them. And her daughter started praising God.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing. You know, God does things. Sometimes I think he gives us wake-up calls to, like, hey, it's time for you to get your soul right with me. It's
Amen.
Time for you
That's
to acknowledge
right.
me in all things, in all your comings, and all your goings. You know? So I thank the Lord for that because, you know, I don't want to lose any more friends. And I think I better slow down a little bit.
Amen. Amen. Well, that was a good praise report, girl. Thank you for that. Amen. Because God is good and he is listening. Amen. Amen. He is listening. He will not come unless you want him there. Amen. So he's waiting. He's waiting for everyone and anyone. Amen. That wants to invite him into your life. He's not going to take your free will from you. No, he's going to let you have your free will. We all have free will, so he won't push himself on you, amen?
Amen.
But his door is open for you to come in, and that's all he wants you to do, to come in from out of the storm. He don't care if you smelly. He don't care if you were on the streets. He don't care if you was a dope dealer. He don't care if you were homeless, helpless, down and out. He don't care. He's accepting each and everyone's application that wants him in his life. He's not walking away from you. He's waiting right there for you. All you have to do is take steps towards him. And once you take steps towards him and invite him in, he'll do the rest. That's all you have to do. It's not hard to come to Jesus. We make it seem like it's hard to come to Jesus. It's not hard to come to Jesus for a man that went on the cross for us. It's not hard. He makes it so easy, he can make it easier. He can make it easier because he don't look at the sin you done did. All that is washed away. All that is taken away once you come through the door. He forgive you for all the sins, and I mean all. And no matter what you have done down here, what secrets you hold, he don't care. You just ask for forgiveness, and he will clean you up. He will clean you up. He will forgive you, and now you start your new life with him. All that you've done when you were in the world, everybody accused you of, I know what you did. You know what type of person you are. Jesus don't care about that. Once you come to him, he'll take care of all that. So Amen. Never, he's just standing there waiting for you. You can't make it any easier. You can lead a horse to a water, but you can't make them drink. Amen. So he's Amen. Waiting. He's waiting right there for you. So when you decide that you're ready, he's right here waiting for you. in this circle of light. You guys can join the circle of light. You know we're here every Friday at 3 p.m. Join the circle of light. He will. You are allowed to come into the circle of light. Last year, was it last year? Last year we had two people get baptized, amen, and I personally took them to go get baptized in the name of Jesus, amen. So when you, if you have a church home, if you have a church home, great. If you don't have a church home and you want to be baptized, I don't baptize you, but I take you to where they do baptize. Amen. Or I will give you the directions and you can drive and make an appointment so you can go and get baptized. Amen. And they have their certificates of baptism. Amen. Like, again, I don't baptize. Amen. But they baptize. The church I take you to, they baptize. And they will baptize you in the name of Jesus, the proper way, in the name. So, amen. So when you guys are ready, because some people have a busy schedule, and some people actually don't go to church, and that's up to them. As long as you're serving the God, as long as you're serving God through your heart in the kingdom of God, that is, God has three kingdoms, amen? The one that will come on earth, the one that's in heaven, the one that's in your heart, the kingdom of God, amen? It's three kingdoms. So the kingdom of God is the church that's in your heart. Amen. And that's the church with no walls, but the kingdom of God. Amen. So when you are ready to join the circle of the salt of the earth, amen, just step forward. And Sister Alexandra, we will talk. I will send you a link. We can talk, and then we can figure out if you want to go and get baptized, and we could talk all about that, you know, privately on the phone. But again, I took two people down to go get baptized, amen, because I do not have a church. But that is not keeping you from getting baptized in the name of Jesus and coming over to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So I just want to, anyone else, do anyone else have a praise report or prayer request? Amen. Because God is good and he is moving. He is moving. Amen. He is moving in people's lives. He's moving on people's jobs. He's moving. He's moving. He's moving everywhere. So don't think he's not moving. He is moving. Amen. And God is good. So do we have any more prayer requests or praise reports? Amen. Because God is too good for us to sit on praise report. We have to share with one another. Amen. So is there any more? Amen. Okay. So if we don't have any more at this time, we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ with you. And the head of protection until we meet next week. Same prayer line, same prayer time. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you guys for coming this Friday, and I hope you join me every Friday. And just tell one person about it, amen, because God is good. His circle is growing, amen. The circle is growing in Jesus' name, and there will be more blessings and praise reports on here that people will be coming forth with and telling you about. When we have blessings, we share, because we want each other to know that God is moving and he's blessing. He's blessing, he's healing, he's uplifting people, he's anointing people, he's with people on their journey, amen, and he's doing a new thing with people, amen. So we want you to know that God is moving. Don't think he ain't moving now, because he is. He is the only one true God who's sitting on the throne, alive and well, amen. Thank everybody for coming on this Friday. I look forward to seeing you guys next Friday on the prayer line. Amen. And I just want to say that we have a prayer pot. If anyone would like to join the prayer pot, amen, let me know. Let Sister Alexandra know. Amen. Is there anyone online that would like to join the prayer pot at this time so I can go ahead and send you a link? Amen. Anyone on the prayer line that would like to join the prayer pot, amen, and get a blessing from God, amen, because you will get more than what you put in. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. This is for the people in the circle of the salt of the earth. We take no money, but what we do is we get money. We ask for a donation from the people on the circle, and we bless each other with the money. Amen. So if you would like to join this prayer pot, let me know, and Sister Alexandra will send you a link. And then we also want to know about your blessing when your turn comes, because you will truly get a blessing out of this prayer line. Amen. God will bless, not just with the prayer pot, but with answered prayers. Amen. Answered prayers and worship and praying, because we need to glorify and uplift our Heavenly Father at all times, because he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ couldn't do enough for us. Amen. We are blessed among men and don't know it. Amen. We are blessed because we are the salt of the earth. And on that note, I want to end it and thank you guys for coming. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Friday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every one on the line. Cover them with the blood of Jesus until we meet again. Cover them, their family, their finances, their health. Amen. Bless their homes. Bless their comings and goings in and out. And the hedge of protection around them. In the mighty, mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the promises that he has given us, amen, amen, amen. Be blessed, everyone. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you guys next Friday, same time.
And you guys have a beautiful weekend, and we see you next Friday here on Salt of the Earth.
On the Salt of the Earth. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We see you guys next Friday. Amen.
I want you to know, Lord, because I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening.
I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus.
King Jesus. Long as I've got King Jesus, I know he's a burning bear. I know he's a heavy load share. I know bridge over water. I know a doctor and a lawyer.
He's